7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh boy. Here we go again. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And you might be wondering, Tobe, what are you doing? Well, I am just sitting here. My football game got over. Wait, was that English? My football game has just ended. It got over. Give me a break. Is that a Nebraskan accent thing? Is that a Nebraskan dialect? The game got over. It's kind of early. I got up a little bit late today. I don't know why. Kind of messed up today. The weather is not helping. Suddenly it's cold, and there's snow on the ground. And there was a big blizzard slash snowstorm last night, but it missed most of us. We only got a little bit of it, so I'm happy about that. But this does in fact mean that we are not going to Herrenhaven today, you know, like we did yesterday. The first day of December. Yeah, so it's not a going outside day. Not today. No. Kind of angry about that. Because I thought we were getting into some warmth. But nope. Back to the cold. What is this? Why are they showing Sir Patrick Stewart on the pitch? What, and why is Sylvester Stallone walking? What is this? Oh, famous people who have come to the games. Yeah, here's Mike Myers doing his, what's the bad guy's name? Dr. Evil imitation at Liverpool. And here's Daniel Craig at Liverpool. And, okay, so I guess this is just, let's show famous people. And here's Russell Brand hassling Sam Allardyce. And that's hilarious as well. So, apparently Russell Brand is a West Ham guy. Oh, Keira Knightley. Oh, she's so cute. What team does she support? Is she always blowing bubbles? What's going on here? Really, I should be paying more attention. I suddenly got distracted. I didn't want to sit here and talk about, do weird stuff. Okay, so there's going to be some show called When Celebrities Fan Out. Sports star, oh my God, there's Robert Plant. There's Robert Plant in the crowd. What game is he at? He's at a Wolverhampton game. Holy crap. Was he at today's game? Wolverhampton. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Robert Plant at the game. How weird would it be that, you know, you go to the game and, you know, some old Welsh wizard has this seat in front of you and suddenly you realize, oh my God, it's Professor Dumbledore. I mean, it's Robert Plant. What would you say to Robert Plant, you know, during football game if he was sitting in front of you? I don't even know what I would do. I would just be like, dude. I'd be like, dude, why aren't you Dumbledore? But anyway, more importantly, it is now time to drink the first tea of the day. This will be my very first sip of tea. Ooh, it's good and it's hot. Ooh, yeah. Anyway, Huddersfield Town 1. Did I mention this? Yay, Huddersfield. Oh, and look what's coming on in 40 minutes. We got a Premiership rugby game. Leicester City. All right. All right. Oh, yeah. Good tea. Oh, yeah. So, yesterday, I did work on my amp for a while yesterday. Where am I at with that? I went over to my parents' house, and my dad and I worked on the amp for a while. And I started thinking about some stuff, and I was looking at the circuit, and it's like, okay, I sort of get this part. I understand what's going on here. The thing about it is, I basically understand how amplifiers work. But when I say that, that doesn't necessarily mean I can design an amplifier. But I understand the basics. I can build you a easy, simple amplifier. It won't be the greatest thing. It won't be the most perfect sounding thing. But of course, I am a transistor guy. And so when I look at some of these aspects of this tube amp, I think, okay, I think I'm starting to get it, because if this was a transistor and this would be happening, then this would happen, there would be some of this, and then, you know, this is going to go over to this, and this is going to go over to that. And then I sort of ran into some problems in understanding some things. And this comes down to the fact that I don't fundamentally know how vacuum tubes work. And so, after I got home last night, and this was after we went out to eat, I went out to eat with my parents, and we went to one of our Mexican places, the Mexican pizza place, and I had tacos. I love tacos, and my mom had tacos. And what did my dad have? Smothered burrito? Nom, nom, nom. Eventually, I ended up at home. And I decided I'm going to have to... There's something fundamental I don't understand about vacuum tubes. And so, I got on YouTube and I just, you know, punched in how vacuum tubes work. And there was this thing. And it's this half-hour video. It's like 27 minutes, right? And it's on a channel called Somebody's Lab. And who's this behind me? Who's this making burpy licky sounds behind me? What are you doing? Yeah, a cat has shown up. So I selected this video because it looked like, oh, this might be educational. And so this guy, and this video was called How Vacuum Tubes Work. Okay, and I thought, okay, that's what I want, because I need to know how vacuum tubes work. And so I started the video and I watched the whole thing, or at least 25 of 27 minutes. But unfortunately, this guy did not explain how vacuum tubes work. Basically, he just drew the schematic diagrams and told me the name of the parts, which I didn't need to know because I already understand the name of the parts. You know, I don't. Yeah, that's great, but how does it work? You know, why do electrons want to jump from here to there? There's no conductor. That's vacuum. That's insulation. That is, you know, almost infinite resistance. How is this working? Guy does not explain anything. All he does is draw diagrams and tell me the name of the parts. That's not explaining how something works. That's just describing parts, dude. I'm like, I hope this guy isn't a teacher. And I can tell he's not, because, you know, there's a long shot in the video where he's sitting down and showing off all his oscilloscopes, because apparently he collects oscilloscopes. And I wanted more than anything to leave a comment. I've never wanted to leave comments on videos before until today, and I can't do that because I'm watching on my TV, not a computer, but I wanted to leave the comment, hey, do you have any oscilloscopes? Oh, God. So I was kind of mad. It's like, don't false advertise your... You explained nothing. You're an idiot. So I started looking for other videos. And I found this video. The thumbnail is obviously one of those, you know, like 1940s or 1950s animated science explanation movies that were probably shown in schools or in the army or something. Very obviously sort of looking government explanation film. It's in black and white, but it's animated. And I'm like, you know, what am I doing? I should have clicked on this first. Because one thing that I've learned in my life is that if you need somebody to explain something to you, find the old guy. And when I say old guy, I mean, find the oldest guy. There's a gray-haired guy walking around in a cane or in a wheelchair who's, you know, 85 or 90 years old, who's been doing whatever it is you need information on for 60 or more years and is the expert on it. When in doubt, find the oldest possible guy who knows about it, because these guys know the most and they want to explain it to you. This is my experience. It has worked 100% of the time. So you got to find the old guy. Now, since I couldn't find any old guys in my house, what about you, Toby? Yeah, one, I'm not that old. And two, no, I'm not joining your stupid old people club. All right, Leicester City versus Saracens coming up in a little more than half an hour. Let's go, Leicester. So I thought, since I can't find any 90-year-old guys in my house who, you know, worked with vacuum tubes back in the 30s, I thought this video might be just as good. This is like the video that the old guys made back in 1949 or whatever, right? So I watched this crazy old video, and the best part of this video, well, not the best part, but the funny part of this video is that the guy who posted it annotated it, and he edited the film a little bit. Now, he didn't do much. All he did was, at times, he would pause the video and then superimpose some writing on the screen, you know, giving modern terms and modern examples. And so this video is like 3.5 or 4 minutes long, and I watched it. And now I understand how vacuum tubes work, because instead of sitting there just listing off the parts, they described how they work and how they function. And I was sitting there watching this one part going, yeah, but how is that practical for me? And then the video stops. And words come up on the screen from the editor. little words that says, guitar signal, and an arrow pointing to the grid. It's like, okay, suddenly I understand everything. And then, you know, and suddenly, okay, now I understand how this works instead of a diode. Not instead of a diode. I mean, there are tubes called diodes, and then there are the things that I know as diodes. You know, the little pieces of wire, the little piece of glass, the little glass bead that's on the wire. And like, okay, suddenly I get it. That's a diode. I understand how my diodes work. I understand how your tube diodes work. Then they show the tube, the triode tube, and okay, and here's how it works. Here's where the amplification comes from. Here's where the guitar signal goes, and la-di-da-di-da. I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. That's a transistor. That's exactly how I would do that. That's okay. It all starts to make sense, except I don't understand one thing. And so I went to bed. I actually watched that video twice last night. I watched it at about 10 p.m., and then I was trying to imagine myself trying to explain how a tube works to somebody else, and I couldn't do it, so I had to watch the video again at like midnight or midnight 30. Can I explain how they work to people now? Maybe. Am I going to explain it to you? No. Give me money. Pay me. And maybe I'll explain it to you. Could I explain it? Yeah, I think I could. I might get voltages wrong. Or that's the other thing is, it's weird because some of these guys explain stuff with conventional flow and some of these guys explain things with electrical flow or electron flow. And I got lucky because, you know, I'm an electron flow guy because that's how I can understand it, because that's how I understand the physics, the science of electricity, how it works. And conventional flow is just stupid. It makes no goddamn sense. And as a child, I could never figure out how any of this crap worked because I knew that this is not what was happening. So I eventually became the electron flow guy, but I got lucky in this video, in this old 1940s or 1950s video. They explained it as electron flow, and that blew my mind. And they kept having to say, note, this is the opposite of conventional flow theory. And I'm like, wow. So why don't we do this? Why today are people still using conventional flow when it is wrong and backwards and completely inaccurate? Tobe goes on a rant and almost dies. Drink some tea. The restorative powers of tea. Good tea. Okay, so last night I stopped watching these videos and started thinking, well, okay, I get it. But there's still one thing about it that I what was I talking about? Still one little fundamental thing that I don't understand, and that's why? Why the jump? Why do they want to jump? And well, the answer is sort of obvious. Well, it's obvious now. Sometimes it's not quite as obvious in the middle of the night for me, especially when I'm working on 8 million things. But these are called thermionic valves for a reason. Because, well, thermionic emission. And that's how it works. That's why the electrons want to jump. And so I'm thinking, okay, there's something fundamental I don't understand about thermionic emission. And so, just minutes ago, probably like 25 minutes ago, I started looking this up on the old computer. Oh my God, look at that guitar. Why are they showing me this guitar? It's only $2,100. Oh, it's an American Standard Tele. Oh, it's neat. Oh, too bad it's at Guitar Center. Okay, well, if it's $2,100 at Guitar Center, that means I can probably get it for $1,700 from a legitimate dealer, which means I probably know somebody who can get me one for $1,500. Too bad I don't have $1,500. I liked the color of that Strat. I don't know how to describe it. It was, what color was that? It was sort of this bluish green. And it was cool. And it was transparent because you could see the grain in the wood. And okay, I don't want to talk about it. It was cool. Don't show guitars on the football channel. Show the goddamn guitars on Guitar Channel. Why are they cross-advertising, trying to make me buy shit? Oh, because it's Christmas. Yeah, we got only, what, 23 more days, shopping days until Christmas? If anybody wants to buy me that guitar that is being advertised on the Guitar Center commercials, if you see this and you think, you know, I need to buy Toba guitar, email me. I will give you my shipping address. Wow, that was cool. Good tea. So anyway, yeah, thermionic emission. I was reading up on that a little while ago, and then I realized, whoa, I gotta do my show in 7 minutes. So I'll be going back to that in a bit. And look, there's Claudio Ranieri in his Fulham jacket. Yeah. All my favorite old managers are back in the Premier League. Rafa Benitez, Claudio Ranieri, and Uncle Roy. Roy Hodgson. Hasn't he been knighted yet? Sir Roy? I don't know. Roy Hodgson, how old is he? He's got to be pushing 80. He's like 78, somewhere around there. Uncle Roy! You know, he keeps retiring every year, and every year somebody says, oh my God, you got to help us. Anyway, back to amps and guitars and such. So I've been reading. Wait, am I done with this story? What am I talking about? I don't know. So yeah, I'm on my way to understanding how tubes work. Tubes in general. And then that will help me understand how... What are these called? Are these tetrodes? What is my 6V6? Yeah, I think they're tetrodes. I don't know. I'll look it up. So as soon as I figure out exactly how thermionic emission works, then I'll be able to understand how, you know, your typical vacuum tube works, which will enable me to understand how, you know, the tubes I am using work, which are a little more complicated than the simple diode and the simple triode. I think the 6V6 is a tetrode. It's a beam-forming one, and so it's got beam-forming grids. Now I really understand how beam-forming grids work a little bit better. I'm like, why do you need one? Oh, because blah, blah, blah. Okay, so nah. And so now I understand how they work in an amplifier, but God, this is a lot of work to go through just to get some amplification. Just because... you get out all these connections. There's... Even though a tube sort of functions, some tube sort of functions like a transistor, it doesn't mean, you know, transistor, there's only three connections, and that's all you need. But yeah, the tubes, they have those three connections too. And then the other six connections that need to be used to, you know, do this, that, and the other thing. And so it's like, okay, whatever. And so I watched another... a video last night, and it was called How Tube Amps Work, and I thought, okay, this might help me. So I watched this, and this guy's got the back off of his amp. It's like a Marshall head or something, and he's slow. He talks slow, and he doesn't know what's going on, and he doesn't explain anything in any kind of detail. This is the output transformer, okay, right? And this is the other transformer. And these are the tubes. Like, dude, I know more than you, and I don't know the first freaking thing about these things. He couldn't explain it. You know, he's obviously just some guitarist who's been reading about it for years. He has no concept of what's going on, but he knows the name of the parts. Just because you know the name of the parts doesn't mean you know how it works. Anybody, any child can point at a car and say, these are the wheels. This is the motor. These are the seats. Okay, having somebody tell you the names of car parts doesn't explain to you how a car works, nor does it teach you how to drive a car. So obviously I got off that idiot's videos. And then another video caught my eye. It was a guy, here's two cool tricks you can do with a tube amp that you can't do with other stuff. I'm like, oh. This could be educational. Well, the first thing he showed, I don't really think it was pertinent to my situation because he was using a different style, different kind of amp architecture. I thought, well, you know, actually, I could modify my amp to do that because this had to do with some of the input business. And that wasn't that impressive. Basically, it was like, look, you can use this as an effects loop or you can put, you know, a delay in here and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, just have it barely slap back, you know, like but he doesn't give any time ranges. But, you know, he's talking like in the 10 millisecond range or less. I'm like, okay, well, everybody already knows that trick. But then he cranked out another little trick that I was like, okay, that's clever. I may or may not have known that, but I don't know if I would have ever thought of doing that. And it has to do with the output. And on that type of amplifier, the effects return bypasses the preamp. And so it's like, you know, use this as an input if you want to avoid the preamp altogether, because it's, you know, it's that preamp that will start, you know, overdriving stuff. And so if, even if it's turned all the way down, it still is an amplifier that then goes to another amplifier. And so it's like, yeah, okay, I get it. Okay, why would you want to do that? I don't... Okay, but it's like, okay, I can think of some weird applications for that. And I think... I don't have my schematic for my amp with me, but I'm thinking, you know, I think my amp that I'm working on is set up that way. Although I do not have an effects return, I could, you know, tap into this right there, you know, blah, 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 blah. So now I'm thinking about that. What's the practical application for that? I don't know. And then I started realizing... And this might be fun. I'm kind of looking forward to this. My amplifier is the old school kind where the amp is not hardwired to the speaker. You actually have to plug the speaker that's in the cabinet into the amplifier. And the amplifier has two speaker outs. And so I can use this amp to drive other speakers without, you know, using the speaker in the cabinet itself. So I'm thinking, oh my God, I wonder what this would sound like in my 218 cabinet. Oh, I wish my bass still worked. That would be awesome. And I'm thinking, okay, what if I drive both? What if I drive my 215, my 218 cabinet and blah, blah, blah. And then I was thinking, you know what else would be cool is I got that other 15-inch, I wonder if I could do this. Yeah, that might work, blah, 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 blah. So I might be getting into some really, really creative amplification. Yeah. I'm going to do that. That's going to be fun. Good tea. So anyway, I was kind of thinking about playing a little music today, but I guess that's not going to happen, considering where we are here, with all of, what, a minute and a half to go or whatever. So, okay, whatever. What am I supposed to say now? Well, it is Sunday, right? Is it Sunday? Who comes up after me on Sundays? Is it T-Show? Yeah. So, you know, I'd like you to stay tuned. Stay tuned to Anon Radio, because coming up next, right after Dubious Goals Committee, is DJ T-Show on the air, live from Bulgaria. He'll be spinning some cool dance music. I like his taste. I'll be listening myself as I cook my lunch and eat my food. And that'll be fun, so stay tuned for that. And what's my cat doing? My cat is shredding up the carpet again and running around and being weird, so I should probably get on the food thing and say that you have been listening to the Dubious Amplifier Committee with Thermionic Emissions. Now there's a name for a radio show, and I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Ah! at the third due to the time will be 20 hours 00 minutes plus